Hello again, podcast number two. And this is self-control, or should I say the lack of it. What is motivating people these days? Freedom. We love to hear that word, the freedom to do anything you want. Whatever you feel, indulge it. Whatever you see that's exciting or glamorous, you want it. You just want to experiment with life. And that experimentation just means access to everything on my terms, in my way, for myself. Isn't that the theme that you see promoted these days? It's promoted in marketing. It's also promoted in the type of business we want. It's promoted in the type of home we'd like to have, how we want to raise our children, you know, the schools we want to be educated in. Freedom to be you. We hear that wonderful phrase, you do you. Mm-hmm. And that means that, you know, whatever it is that floats your boat or that jerks your chain, you go ahead, pursue it. If it makes you happy, that's all that the world is about. But what has happened with that thought process? The loss of self-control, I would like to say. And what does that really mean? It means so much. And from a biblical sense, let's start with some foundational principles. People like to think that characters in the Bible are simply characters. We all love to watch movies. You know, we get excited about Oscar night because they get to play back our favorite movies. But what is more of a true reflection of life's realities than to go through Scripture and look at the mistakes some of the famous people in Scripture has made? And we can start with Adam and Eve, the very beginning of the Bible in Genesis. Boy, there was no self-control. If there was, mankind wouldn't be in the mess. Sin wouldn't be as pronounced as it is. And we don't need to elaborate. We just know that Eve lacked self-control. She was seduced by a serpent that made it look so good to indulge in whatever she wanted and not to believe the word of God or the limitations set by following any principles or guidelines. Then from there, we can go to Cain and Abel, another great story where one brother who didn't get the recognition for the type of offering he gave to God. So he was jealous of his other brother who was more acceptable and took his life. Again, another example of no self-control, not wanting to set proper boundaries and examine your actions before you leap forward and do something that you will regret. Mm-hmm. Then we go to King David. Even though he was a man after God's own heart, David was lustful. So was Samson, for that matter. But David in particular stands out because David committed the ultimate sin. He lusted after a woman that he had no right to, and then ordered her husband to be killed so he could cover up his shame. Again, lack of self-control. And finally, we have Moses, who wasn't just guilty of not having very much self-control, but his self-control was related to his anger. He was a very angry man. When he came down after writing the Ten Commandments and saw all of the Israelites that he worked so hard to take out of bondage, worshiping idols, you know, having loose sexual relations with the same sex, and any number of things, he got angry, broke the tablets, and had to go back to God and write them over again. Vicious anger. These things are all manifestations of a lack of self-control. So Deb, the question I put to you is, we're talking about controlling appetites, the success or failure it produces. What do you think of this concept of the freedom to do anything you want? And what does the Bible say about that?
Well, this is a very interesting topic. When we're talking about self-control, you know, it's basically, as we know, between the flesh and the spirit. There is that war, right? It's that war between impulsivity and doing what is right or beneficial to you, right? Is it your own selfish will, or will you do the will of God? Because to be honest with you, when you started off with Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve, one thing that God did and he's done from day one is he gave us the power of free will. Free will to choose. And within that free will, he said, you know, Here are the fruit of the Spirit. You know what they are: love, joy, peace. And what is the two things that come at the end of that, of those fruit of the Spirit? Patience and self-control. Self-control is the last one, because we lack self-control. And we only lack self-control because of the desires of the flesh. We're in a war about doing what is right and doing what is wrong. And so it is the sin that befalls us. We all are struggling with self-control. It doesn't matter who you are. There is something. There is something that you have no control over, whether it's sexual immorality, addiction, idolatry, whether you're just violent. It doesn't matter. We all have an issue with self-control. Now, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. When we continue to indulge in self-control, it is a spirit. It will consume us and it will kill us, right? Because the enemy is out of control. And that's why we have no self-control as part of the flesh. The enemy does not like restrictions. And you see, we as children of God, we don't like to be restricted. You know, as a kid, we don't like to be told what to do. We're even worse as an adult. As soon as we hit adulthood, we say, who do you think you're talking to? I can do whatever I want. You can't control me. That's so true. And God doesn't want to control anyone. That's why he gave us free will. And that's why by the choices that we make, we will suffer the consequences. But the problem with that is nobody wants to take accountability for their choices and their responsibility. The minute they do something and it doesn't work out the way that they should, that it should, they want to scapegoat and blame it onto somebody else. Like, for instance, when Adam and Eve sinned, right? Adam was very much part of it, as Eve was. And what did he say to God? It was the woman you gave me. So the woman I gave you made you sin. You were in the garden all your whole life. You didn't do it. So give me a reason to believe why this woman made you do what you did. But God didn't excuse that. Because why? You have an accountability. And absolutely, that accountability is owning up to what you do. And you don't have to stay in that position. There is something called the justification. You can rectify that by going to God and surrender and say, I will not do it anymore. But the reason why people don't surrender is because they love the sin. And God say, you know, I love the sinner, but I hate the sin. Condemn the sin. And the people around us who see us doing these things out of control and don't stop us is either enabling us. And so that behavior continue, that pattern continue. And so we live a life of no self-control, no patience, nothing godly. We just live recklessly.
That's so true. And on that note, we have to realize that there are ways, as you pointed out, to try to control ourselves in certain instances. And I think some of the most important things to do is ask the Holy Spirit for help. That is, focus on what you need. Adjust your thoughts. Remember, the mind controls everything. We may have a certain desire in our heart, but it is the mind that directs our path. And we've got to adjust our thoughts. We have to get new habits. And we have to avoid tight spots. I like that. If you're somebody who loves to shop in excess, don't go places where you're going to be tempted. Avoid the tight spots. You know, if something you see, if it's a movie that has a corrupt message that you don't think you should hear, don't watch it. You know, stay out of areas. Don't go to that party that starts at 2 a.m. You know that there's going to be trouble somewhere.
Well, as Billy Graham once said,
and you have to avoid these things.
Billy Graham once said, you can't stop birds from flying over your head, but when you let them nest, that's where the problem begins.
Yeah, so true. So if you just need to realize that you don't have to give up on working towards self-control, but you have to realize that it is so damning to operate, as Deb accurately said, in the flesh, which is just me, me, me. I, everything I want, everything I need, everything that I think is best for me. That is not a recipe for success. Dependence on God produces a form of controlling your emotions, regulating your thoughts, and learning to trust fully in God to direct your path, make your ways straight, and guide you towards success. My name is Jackie.
My name is Deborah, and thank you guys for listening.
Thanks again.